Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Inner Show podcast. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. On this show, we're going to talk about doing the hard stuff. You know, Peter, so many people, I think, you know, and it's human nature, you know, and by the way, this could be a real benefit because, you know, sometimes I once heard someone say, you know, you want something done better, give it to a lazy person and they'll figure out how to do it in the least amount of effort, least amount of time. But that doesn't work with everything, man. And so let's talk about like this, like, you know, why is this important? And why do we really need to kind of think about this?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we need to talk about it, because people avoid doing hard things. You know, because the human nature, if you look at from that, you know, reptilian side of the brain, and it's all about survival. So in order for me to quote unquote survive, I shouldn't be doing hard things. And the thing is, your access to your growth, to be able to grow in business and life, a lot of times it requires you doing the hard things or what you actually perceive as being hard things. So if you look at, you know, listeners right now, as you're listening to it, if you look at times in your life when you had to do the hard things, make hard decisions, or went through something hard, that's probably when you grew the most. So, you know, stop avoiding it. And we're going to talk about that and why we avoid it and how what it actually means doing hard things and what are some of the hard things that you need to do in this business or in life. So
let's even kind of step back, man. Like, how would you describe what is a hard thing? Like, what are we going to talk about as a hard thing? Because like one thing is hard to one person could not be hard to another.
Right. So that just tells you a lot of it is a perception, right? How we perceive things, what a hard thing might be, a lot of it has to do how we perceive whether it's hard or not. Like for somebody jumping out of the airplane in a parachute, it's like a easy peasy. Actually, a really good friend of mine, he's out of Florida. This guy's done 300 plus jumps. You know, for him, it's not a big deal. For others, they would never do that.
Have you done that before?
I've never jumped out of the plane.
Would you?
Sure, why not? We'll have to consult my other half because I think
dude, she'll probably push you out. Are you kidding me? She'd push you out, bro.
No, she wouldn't let me get on a plane, I don't think. But the thing is, yeah, maybe she would push me. I'll never know. I mean, are you speaking from experience? Is that what happened?
Dude, my skydiving days are gone. Well, it's just an interesting thought, man, because like I think when you look at, you know, there's a picture and a meme that I remember seeing on social media. It said, like, you know, hard life now, easy life later. Easy mm-hmm. life now, hard life later. And so you can choose to do the things that are difficult and that are intimidating and that might feel scary and that feel like they're going to be a lot of work. Or you can, you know, avoid all those things and try to coast, but at some point, I think that stuff catches up with you, and now there's more. It feels less scary because I mean, you have something that's scary or intimidating or feels like hard work, and you have the time to do it when you're younger. Mm-hmm. And you're older now. Take all that exact same pressure, and it's amplified, and now you're on a timeline, which makes it worse, and it's more overwhelming. It's kind of the difference between like being, you know, you're 20 pounds overweight and you want to get a little bit in better shape. You let that go 10 years later, you're 110 pounds overweight and it's a whole lot harder. And now you're having other issues because your knees hurt because you're heavy. And now it's harder to lose the weight because you can't move anymore. And now you have diabetes and you're on medications that help you that hold water. And like, it just, you gotta just do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they had another meme that just popped into my head as you were talking is, you know, being rich is hard, being poor is hard. Choose your heart, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you start looking a lot of times from the perspective that you just talked about, or when you like that meme, is one thing I would ask you, the listener, is like, what are some of the hard things or something that you perceive to be hard that you know you should be doing, that you have to do, that you have to maybe have that conversation or you have to take that action that perceive to be hard that you've been avoiding and then doing it, you know? And a lot of times what's stopping us is this whole thing of fear is one of those things that keeps stopping us from doing the hard things because, well, what if I have that conversation? How is somebody going to react? Or what if I go and, you know, go to the gym, like you just talked about letting go of the weight? What if I don't succeed and hope, whatever it might be, right? So how do you actually go and doing the hard things? And I think a lot of it has to do with the conversation between the 2 years. Because I think people who struggle doing the hard things, they're letting their mind dictate their, letting their mind or their body dictate the conversation as opposed to you being in charge of it. You know what I mean? Like, think yeah. about it this way. Like I just started, ever so often I do the fast, like a water only fast. So I'm doing the fast right now. I'm in the middle of it and it's on day 3. And I literally have a fighting conversation in my head about eating. And actually my wife made dinner yesterday and it smelled so good in the house. And I'm, you know, sitting there and my brain is screaming, just go eat. Just, you've done enough. You went through, you know, 2 days of it. You've done enough. Just go back to the, and that conversation, I had to go and fight with myself to be able to stay on it. And I think that's a lot of it has to do of sort of like hardening your mind so you are more in charge of it than it being in charge of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I also think, you know, my dude, like, so what you said is also like, you said it before, it's like so much perspective, right? Because like, you know, you're sitting, and by the way, you could even argue there's a difference in hardness between things you choose and things that you don't choose. So like we can sit here and argue someone who goes without food because they have no food, that's different than choosing to go without no food. Like, so, mm-hmm. yeah. So, you know, it's, I think it's especially the things that are thrust upon us that we don't have control over that are even more difficult to sometimes wrestle with, but the things we can control, like we kind of choose it. And so with that being said, there's also, you said this before, a big perspective, because dude, you might tell somebody like, oh, I'm on my third day of my fast, and somebody else would be like, bro, you kidding me? Like I freaking went 2 weeks like without food in the desert for like, and had like, you know, bugs crawling on me at night, and as in subs, like, so it's so relative, dude. Like mm-hmm. it's, you know, and Holy. I think as a whole, and by the way, I am not, I let me just say this. I find it a little bit like amusing when I see these, you know, and it seems like maybe, I don't know how this got on my newsfeed, man, but like on social media, these guys that are like, you know, about being tough, and I'm like, dude, you don't even know what tough is, bro. Like, right. I'm, you know, and it's, so it's, it just kind of like, I'm like, you joking? Are you joking? Like, but it is perspective. And like the thing that is cool is I feel like when you have a life altering or a belief breaking experience where you pass so far beyond like what you think you're capable of, that everything else by comparison is a joke. Like I think of like, you know, Goggins talks about this.
Yeah.
And you know, and SEAL training. We have a guy in Life and Air who dropped out of SEAL training. He says it haunts him to this day. He rang the bell, which is like you voluntarily give up when you can't do it anymore. But these guys, like it's, and if you've never heard of SEAL training, like it's essentially like a combination of like insane amounts of sleep deprivation with extreme amounts of exhaustion combined with like cold therapy, like you're in like in a freezing ocean, like really like thermal issues as well. And like, oh, yeah. So they try to break you to reset that bar as to what is difficult for you. And so, man, I even wonder like, are there ways that we can kind of reprogram that for ourselves? Like, and I don't think you can think through it. I think you have to go through it.
You have to do it, I think. You know, because think about it this way, like every single, one thing that the more I learn about humans and our bodies and behaviors and all that kind of stuff, human behavior, is I don't believe, even like someone like David Goggins, for instance, I don't believe that we know fully how powerful and how much our body can sustain and go after and actually, you know, rock out. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know the extent that we can endure. We don't know the extent of how much we can grow, and a lot of it is just a perception. Our brain starts like, you know, well, I can't do it because, you know, how many times have you seen, let's say, 70 and 80 year old in a gym, the videos on social media in the gym, that they are killing it in the gym? Like, they're doing sit-ups and, like, you know...
chin-ups and, yeah, like...
Chin-ups and all kinds of different things, right? 70, 80-year-old. So what does that tell you, right? And there are so many different examples. We could go on and on and on. You know, I remember, like, Chuck. Remember Chuck talked about the when he was racing and the person that was without arms, that was, you know, swimming next to him.
That was so, beating him.
Right? And then beat him, right? So yeah. The point I'm making is that we don't know the capabilities that we're capable of. And the way that you're going to discover what the capabilities are is you have to constantly keep pushing yourself, I think. And so get to the next thing.
Do you feel like, I mean, I also feel like people just don't, they're not interested in the hard stuff. Like, they're like, why? Like, why should I do that? Why should I be uncomfortable? Why should I push it? Like, I'm not going to be a Navy SEAL. I'm not trying to like climb Everest. Like, I just want to be a better, you know, maybe I just want to be a better husband. I want to make a little bit more money. I want to like get in a little bit better shape. Like, is it really necessary? Do I need to push this hard?
Well, I would say, I would set that person, what's your vision?
Yeah.
Right. What is your ultimate vision that you want to get to? Because if your vision is whatever that might be, is the way you are operating in your life right now, is that going to get you to your vision? Because if it's not, then you're going to have to step up and get to the who am I being to the next level. And a lot of times it comes from doing the hard things in order to get there.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode. What are some of the things that you've gone through, man, that you feel like are some of the hardest things you've experienced?
Well, I will tell you that the fasts have taught me a lot about, you know, dealing with this conversation of going without food, because I think that is a big stuff that your body is made for survival. So a lot of the mental stuff that you need to go through. I will tell you this, a lot of times what I perceive is that something's going to be a really hard conversation, avoiding those conversations, actually having those conversations, that shifted my view of what it means to have a hard conversation, coming from the people pleaser perspective, right? Back in the day, it's really hard for people pleasers to have hard conversations. So it helped me in my coaching too, because, you know, ability to be able to say something that most people will not say it. Well, I'm trying to think of Jim, for instance, pushing myself, and especially like when I work out with you, dude. When we go to the gym, I don't know if you remember that one time when we went during a 3-day event, and then day 3 when we did the legs.
We did legs.
And then we were like, you know, jello legs.
Oh, bro, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, this, I'm going to make this guy limp for the next, like, my goal is to make Peter limp for a week.
And, well, you know what? But the thing is, think about it, the perception of it, right?
Yeah.
And how you start to do those things. How about you, man?
Well, dude, like, it's interesting. Like, so you mentioned the gym. I remember, like, and certainly there's been... There's the hardest things I've ever done in the gym. Like, so for instance, like this is back in the day, like, you know, squatting 225 for 50 reps. That was really hard. But as far, usually for me, it's like the psychological things, like the physical things. Like, so, you know, I mean, dude, I don't know if it's hard to explain, like, you know, some things that were like, I'd say more defining moments for me, that You know, like for dude, you know, I was in a motorcycle accident in 99, and the doctor told me that like there's a great good chance I'd never walk again, and if I was going to walk again, I'd probably have debilitating, I mean, it's a long story, like, but that I'd have debilitating hip pain, I need a hip replacement, I'd be on medication, blah blah blah. And this is, you know, 26 years later, and I remember like having to on crutches, like hobble to the end of the dock where I lived, or my neighbor's house actually, and fall into the water. I lived on a lake, and I tried to swim with like one leg and two arms for like 10 feet, and it was excruciating. I went back to the dock. The next day I went back, and it was like 15 feet. Then it was 20 feet the next day. And then over a period of weeks, I got to the point where I rehabbed my leg and I could swim for like, you know, over an hour straight, like around the pond itself. Like I got swimming over a mile at a time, like, and it just, but each step was hard. Like, but for me, it's
to
like,
force yourself.
Yeah, you got to, dude. And so like, I think I've been, you know, my PhD took forever, like, you know, and I think like most things you look back on, like once you do it and you're like, that wasn't that hard. Like, cause you accomplished it. Like what's hard is having the uncertainty. Like, am I going to make it? Can I do this? And you question yourself and like, and it is hard, but like, you know, I look back at like all my bodybuilding contests and yeah, like when I was in it, like it sucked. I was like, you know, and then again, like I'm.
So what was the hard part around that? Was it the oiling yourself up to glisten or in front of the judges?
Oh, bro,
or?
I had people to do that for me, bro. Come on. But I'm eating clean food and not going out and not going to restaurants and like, but it all teaches you something. You know what I mean? And like, I do think that even if you don't want to be the next like David Goggins, but like, I feel like we all need the next mountain to climb because like after you climb your mountain, there's another mountain behind it. And like, so I do encourage people to like, think of like, what is something that could be perceived as difficult. I just saw on Facebook, one of my buddies, I got to call him about it. He did 1500 miles in 10 days. And he was like a climate ride where he was doing it for a purpose. Right. And he's raising money for the Sierra Club, I believe. And he showed pictures where it's like, you know, pouring down rain and he's sitting there on his bike, like, you know, cranking through like trails and the woods and roads and like cold, wet, like, and so he, you know, 1500 miles and that's a good, that's 15, it's 150 miles a day. It's not nothing. And so I do feel like finding those things is valuable and it's fun and you find something out about yourself.
Yeah. And I think what ends up happening too is because as you were talking about this, you jumping to the water, what popped into my head is, remember when we were in San Diego and we went surfing?
Yeah.
For me, that was a huge deal because I almost drowned when I was little, right? So having that fight and going to these waters. And so the point I'm making is that I think a lot of the times the people are afraid to do the hard things. It has something to do with the fear.
Yeah.
That something maybe happened in the past, that something had them stronghold. So if you go and do the hard thing and you get through it, it actually starts to have the fear not have a power over you. It starts to let go of that fear. Like you're not so afraid of doing so many different things. I will tell you this. I say that to my students quite often about doing the hard things, whether it's like, you know, whatever it might be for them. Even if it has nothing to do with business, I think it actually helps improve their business as well.
Yeah.
Because when you do something personal life, you're the common denominator. When you do the hard thing here and you get through it and you're on the other side of it and you start looking, well, that wasn't so bad. Then you go in the business and having hard conversations in the business or sales conversation or get on a call, you know that, you know what? Maybe it's not going to be so bad. And you start doing those things. Yeah, you start making phone calls.
Because I think this transfers, right? Yeah. Like this is where like I've talked about this before, but I mean, bodybuilding is a huge, has been a huge feather in my cap as far as helping me be successful in other areas because you learn the tenets of success, like hard work, consistency. You know, there's been plenty of times where I rack a weight and I'm scared because I feel it feels heavy and I'm like, I'm gonna get buried right now. But you know, I think finding those things and just do, and maybe it's tiptoeing into it, right? You don't have to jump in the deep end if you don't want to. But certainly I feel like, you know, and you all know what it is. Like, everybody knows what they should be doing, and they know what they're avoiding. They know what they're falling short on. Like, I think, you know, when you're transparent with yourself, you see that. And so you just got to do it. Like, and when it comes to, like, you know, how do you actually make this reality? Like, you know, we talk about this to get a life getaway, you know, some of the ways to break these beliefs is, like, you know, start small. Like, if you're, let's say you're deathly afraid of heights. Okay. Well, get on a ladder and go 3 steps up. You know, you don't have to you don't have to get on a fire truck and climb the top of the, you know, ladder truck. Like, go 3 steps up, then you go back and you come back down, catch your breath, let your heart rate come back down, and you go up 4 steps, and, like, you overcome those fears. And, like, you know, if you don't want to, like, you know, let's say you want to run a marathon. Okay. Well, go run a minute. Like, you know,
and start somewhere. I will tell you this. Every successful person started from somewhere. You know what I mean?
They so easy just, to forget that though, you know,
right. We forget that a lot. Yeah. And I think sometimes what's really important too is having a must, or because I think we don't do the shoulds, we do the musts. Even if it's easy or hard, we do that thing. There is a must attached to it. So what is your must? If you look from that perspective, so my challenge from this conversation, I think, to the listener is, like, you know, deep down inside, like what you mentioned, what is the thing that I should be doing? What's my must? What's the hard thing that I need to do? And then just go do it. Just start leaning into it. You know what I mean?
I also, I'm going to draw a distinction here real quick, man. Like, sometimes the hard things are the easy things that we don't want to do. So we're not talking about those kinds of tasks here necessarily. We're talking about the things that really get you, you know, you think about them and you're intimidated, you're scared, you can't imagine, like, having to do it. Like, because sometimes, like, the hard, you know, we're not talking about the easy stuff that you should be doing, that's just procrastination. That's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the hard, like, the stuff that is hard, you know, so the big aspirations, the things that are intimidating to you.
Right. Like, for instance, you know, in order to grow my business, I need to get up on stage in front of people.
Oh, dude, I didn't do social media for over a year because I was afraid of, like, no one's going to watch it. And by the way, no one is watching it. Is
anybody watching it?
Right. But you know what? I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm still going to put it out there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I will tell you this, do the hard things. Go and do a hard thing.
Yep. All right. Awesome, you guys. I know this is a little bit off topic, but it just, we, you know, Peter and I were having a conversation earlier and we decided, you know, let's record something about this to just help encourage you guys. Like, this is where the gold is. I'm telling you. Yeah, I know we say this kind of stuff a lot, but, like, I really want you to just embody this, take it in and find that thing for you that is that hard thing that you want to, that Everest you want to climb for your life.
And if somebody who's listening right now has a direct contact to David Goggins to bring him on the show, we would love to get his perspective because he could totally just rip this whole conversation apart.
Dude, he would just, like, he'd look at us and be like, you guys serious?
Yeah.
All right, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.